chayev v'maiser ad she'ira p'nei abayis. Speaking before, we're talking about that a poyel, when you're working by the fields, so I call the man the balabos is potter from maiser, that means before at the gemar malacha, then the poyel could also eat from the produce. So now we're saying, at what time is tevel m'schayev v'maiser? Like at what point, when you're finished with your fruit that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, that now it's also tidit midiraisa until your first mafresh the trumas and maisros. So Rav Yannai says, ad sheyira p'nei abayis, until you bring the food into your house, before you bring it into your house, midiraisa it's still potter from trumas and maisros. You're allowed to eat from it. You're allowed to eat from the tevel. The Rashi says p'nei abayis means sheikones derech haPesach. You have to bring it through the front door, like shu p'nei abayis. And the chiddush is that v'loy derech gagos pekafifos, not over the roof or not through the backyard. You have to bring it through the front house, the front door. Achiro p'nei abayis. Shinema kosposek says, di'arti ha-kodesh min habayis. I took out the kodesh min habayis, that's the drosho, that tevel azoni mitchayiv imaisem, if you brought it into your house the right way. V'reb yechanan omar, afilu chotza kivat. Not only if you bring it into your house, but even if you bring it into the front yard, into your chotza, in front of the house, that's also kivat. Shinema, because there's a pocket that says, V'ochlu v'sharecho v'saveyu. When you eat it, v'sharech in your gate, means in your chotzer, v'saveyu v'satisfoy. Rashi says, V'ochlu v'sharech means, v'nosatu l'alevi. That means, mishor she'nichnas l'sharecho. At the time when the fruit came into your chotzer, from then on it's mechuyi v'maisers. Midiraisa, it's not fruit, midiraisa, it's only dog and tirish v'yitzer. That's mechuyi v'shumas v'maisers midiraisa. So when you bring your dogon, or the wine, or the olives into your chotzer, from then on it's mechuyev in trumas amaisers. From then on it's also tidit until you first give to the Levi, you take off the trumas amaisers with the dinim. So it's machlekes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. If you definitely need the house, Rabbi Yochanan says no, even your chotzer. So Marius the Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan na meyoksiv min habayis. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that the chotzer is enough? I the pasuk says min habayis. So Amaloch, Rabbi Yochanan says we need both sukkim. It means to tell us that chotzer dum yidabayis, that you're true, you're mechayiv when the payers come into your chotzer, but it has to be a chotzer, your front yard, that's like your house. Ma bayis hamishtamer, a chotzer hamishtameres. Just like your house is watched, the mal everybody watches his house, he has a lock on it. The same thing a chotzer that's watched, it has a fence around it. But the fence, it's a gate. If the chotzer does not have a fence, then it's not mechayiv maisa yet. According to Rabbi Yannai, how could you only say p'nei abayis? I the pasuk says b'sharecho. Mashma, as soon as the payers come into your front yard, you're mechuyev in maisros. The Moran says, "Umi boilei demayalei derech shar." There, the pasuk means to tell us how does it come into your house? It has to come in the front way. La'afuke derech gagos v'kafifor zaloi. But if it came into your house over the roof or else through the backyard, then it's still potter from trumas to maisros. It's only mechuyev and trumas to maisros if it came true into your house, but it has to come in through the front door the right way and not the wrong way. That's why it says two times bayis and b'sharecha. Now, Mosiv Rav Chanina Chuzoi, he asked the question. We had a drasha before that was says kinafshecha kinafshe shepoyel, that the same way the owner is allowed to eat from his fruits, from his grain, the same way the poyel, the worker that's working b'shas gemar malacha, he's also allowed to eat from it. Now, ma nafshecha, just like the owner himself, oichel potter, he's allowed to eat from it, and he's potter from trumas to maisrei. Is af nafshe shapoyel, the same thing when the poyel, the worker that's working on the grain or working on the grapes to bring them in, oichel potter, he's allowed to eat from the grapes. He has a heter hatera, even though the balabos has not given permission. But that's the halacha we had before. When the worker is working on your field, cutting off the grain, cutting down the grapes to bring them home, he has the right to eat when he's working. So tzaddik though, hold like keyachayiv, for mashma, it's not your worker. But if the owner sells it to somebody else, and now the lakech, the one that buys it, wants to eat it, he's mechuyev emaisus first. A Rashi says, the mekach machshev lei kegemar malacha. That you bought it or you sold it, it's called a gemar malacha. So my love besoda, aren't we talking about in the field itself? And so you see that even in the field, before it comes into the bayis or to the chotzer, also it could have a chi of maitres. Rapop answered, hocho b'teino hoi medes b'gino. We're talking about that this teino, this fig tree, is standing in the gina. standing in the garden. V'noifoi, noitel chotzer askinon, and the branches are hanging over into your chotzer. That's what we're talking about. Therefore, it's like this. Now, uleman diyom alabayis, labayis, the one that says it has to come into the house, here it did not come into the house. So, uleman diyom alabayis, labayis. Now, according to my diyom, it says that you need the parrot to be brought into your house. Here we're talking about